Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first, the headlines. North Sumatra does not have this united history, and the Financial Services Authority encourages banks in East Nusa Tenggara to expand branches. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo said North Sumatra province does not have a history of disunity despite having various types of ethnicities, cultural customs, languages, and religions. He conveyed this when he attended at the North Sumatra Provincial Cross-Cultural Ethnic Performance Saturday night in Teladan Field, Medan City. President Jokowi hopes that the holding of a 2019 presidential election Democratic Party will not damage the fostered brotherhood.
Sejarah di Sumatera Utara ini tidak ada yang namanya perpecahan.
North Sumatra does not have disunity or dissension history. Therefore, we should not feel that we are compatriots because of the choice of regents, mayors, governors, or presidential elections. North Sumatra has many tribes, ethnics, and religions. North Sumatra is a miniature of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Central Tapanuli Regent Bakhtiar Ahmad Sibarani, as the person in charge of the event, stated his belief that the people in North Sumatra will not be affected by the issue of slander and hoax. Head of the Pajajaran University's National and Global Security Study Center, Yusa Juyandi, stated terror attacks involving the mass shootings of worshippers at two mosques in New Zealand were a human tragedy that should draw strong criticism from all in the global community. Juyandi remarked that the reactions of heads of state and government condemning the incident and calling it an act of terror demonstrates that the global community is mourning the loss of innocent lives. Juyandi believes that the terror attacks in New Zealand should serve as an eye-opener to the grim reality that hardliners or extremists can surface from any group based on any religion or narrow nationalism. As part of the global community, Indonesian people need to ensure that the security of every individual is guaranteed and all religious adherents are able to worship freely, devotedly, and without fear. He expressed hope that the New Zealand terror incident would not stir hostilities among religious groups in any country. The Financial Services Authority of the province of East Nusa Tenggara encouraged banks in the area to expand their branch offices to regions in order to encourage economic growth in the community, one of which is an increase in lending, as in Belu District. This was said by head of the East Nusa Tenggara Provincial, the Financial Services Authority Office, Robert Sinaipar, in Kupang on Saturday, March 16. He noted that the amount of credit disbursement from banks in the local province has now reached around 29 trillion rupiah. According to Robert, Belu District was the region with the second highest credit distribution growth after Kupang City. After tracing the growth of credit that was quite good in Belu District, due to the number of banks that were relatively more complete than other districts. For that, in the future, it will continue to encourage banks to expand their branch office network to enter the region so that it can encourage economic growth. Indonesia, through the Ministry of Tourism, participated in the 2019 Mata Fair International Exhibition in Hall 3, Putra World Trade Center PWTC, Kuala Lumpur, which was held on March 15 until 17, 2019. Deputy Minister of Marketing Development Rizky Handayani in Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, March 16, said participation in this activity was to promote and maintain the existence of Indonesian tourism in the world, especially the Asian region, in addition as an effort to continue the Ministry of Tourism's program promoting Wonderful Indonesia. At this year's participation, Indonesia presented a 180-square-meter pavilion with the main theme of Banyuwangi, which raised the architecture of the Osing House and the atmosphere at the Sabah Swagata Blambangan Hall. Aside from being a place to promote tourist destinations in Indonesia, the 2019 Mata Fair is also expected to generate potential transactions for tour packages in an effort to bring Malaysian tourists on a large scale to Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir said that the government is preparing human resources in the railway sector to meet the increasing demand for railway personnel in connection with the planned operation of the Jakarta-Bandung and Jakarta-Surabaya high-speed trains. Antara reported, Minister Muhammad Nasir during a trial of mass rapid transit in Jakarta on Saturday, March 16, said that he had cooperated with Industri Kereta Api Inka Ltd, an Indonesian railway company. They were educated in a polytechnic that taught how to take care of trains, namely the Madiun State Polytechnic in East Java. This polytechnic has had a Bachelor of Applied Railway Study program since 2018. Governor plans to build railroad in South Sulawesi. South Sulawesi Governor H.M. Nurdin Abdullah plans to build a railroad in the southern part of South Sulawesi. It is to make South Sulawesi one of the centers of railway development in Indonesia. The governor added that work on the Makassar Parepare train project is still ongoing and must be completed. The study about the train, railroad, and cars which are imported from Japan, conducted by Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, will serve as the basis for taking the right decision later. To support this, the next plan is to hold a joint office of the South Sulawesi Provincial Government and the agency. The last item. The Indonesian government needs to encourage policies that support various industries which produce value-added export products, so that Indonesia no longer depends on the export of raw materials. Center for Indonesian Policy Studies researcher Ashifa Syahmi Ilman, in his statement in Jakarta on Saturday, March 16, added that in addition to being able to be competitive at the international level and be able to increase contributions in Indonesia's trade balance, he reminded 10 non-oil and gas sectors which have been the mainstay of Indonesia's exports are predicted to experience growth this year. As quoted by Antara, the 10 sectors are dominated by commodities such as palm oil, cocoa, coffee, rubber, coal, fish and marine products, wood and furniture, textiles and textile products, paper, pulp, and nickel. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Thai Foreign Minister visits to Indonesia. Don Pramuwitnai, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Thailand, which is also the chair of ASEAN this year, last Wednesday visited Indonesia. In a meeting with the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, they discussed several bilateral and regional issues. In a joint press conference, Retno Marsudi revealed one of the issues they discussed was the situation in Rakhine State, Myanmar. Thai Foreign Minister Don Pramuwitnai said he had just returned from Myanmar on March the 8th. On that occasion, he stated that his visit to Jakarta was a good opportunity to tell about the results of his visit to Myanmar and formulate how ASEAN would act to help restore the situation in Rakhine. He said that currently ASEAN had moved by sending an assessment team to Myanmar. Meanwhile, Minister Retno Marsudi said the two countries had equal attention to the situation in Rakhine. Therefore, the two foreign ministers agreed to follow up on the mission of the initial assessment team by deploying the ASEAN Comprehensive Assessment Team to Rakhine. In addition, Retno Marsudi and Don Pramuwitnai also discussed various problems related to ASEAN cooperation, because Thailand this year served as ASEAN chair. The two foreign ministers discussed several issues between Indonesia and Thailand. Regarding the 70th anniversary of Indonesia-Thailand diplomatic relations, according to her, the two countries will cooperate in organizing special events to commemorate it. On the same day, Minister Don Pramuwitnai also met President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. In her statement to reporters, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said
In the meeting, several matters were discussed, including bilateral issues related to relations between Indonesia and Thailand, which would be 70 years old next year. Matters related to the concept of cooperative cooperation like Indo-Pacific cooperation were also discussed at the meeting. Indo-Pacific cooperation is an initiative from Indonesia. According to Retno Marsudi, Thailand showed tremendous support for the development of this concept. During the meeting, Indonesian President Joko Widodo once again expressed the importance for ASEAN, which is located in the middle of the Pacific and the Indian Ocean, to reach a concept of Indo-Pacific cooperation. President Joko Widodo specifically also addressed issues related to world rubber prices. Indonesia and Thailand are two of the three countries that are members of the International Tripartite Rubber Council. Together with Malaysia, Indonesia and Thailand are the three largest rubber-producing countries in the world. According to President Joko Widodo, with the decline in world rubber prices, there were no other options for the three countries to strengthen cooperation so that rubber prices did not continue to fall. That was Spotlight of this week. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with March 17, 1957, Douglas C-47 plane accident. A Douglas C-47, named Mount Pinatubo, crashed on the slopes of Mount Manunggal in Cebu, Philippines, killing the 7th Philippine President Ramon Magsaysay and 24 other passengers. Several high-ranking Philippine government officials and the military, as well as journalists, were also among those killed. A reporter for the Philippine Herald, Nestor Mata, was the only survivor of the accident. At the time of his death, President Magsaysay, a nationalist, was very popular and was expected to easily win re-election in the November presidential election. Turning to March 17, 1963, Mount Agung in Bali erupts. The eruption of Mount Agung in Bali in 1963 shocked the entire island of gods when leaving the most felt impact throughout history. At the time, the highest mountain activity in Bali Island began to increase since the beginning of the year and reached its peak on March 17, 1963. On that day, Mount Agung spewed volcanic ash into the air as high as 10 kilometers. This is the peak of the eruption. More than 1,000 people died, a lot were injured, while houses, livestock, and plants were burned by the hot lava. I'll end with March 17, 1969. Golda Meir becomes the first woman to be the Prime Minister of Israel. From March 17, 1969 until June 3, 1974, Golda Meir became the first woman to be the Prime Minister of Israel. Previously, she had served as Minister of Labor, Minister of Foreign Affairs. Golda Meir was named the Iron Woman in Israel politics. Well, that was Today in History, from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia to host MotoGP 2021. President Joko Widodo Jokowi affirmed that Indonesia is ready to host the world's most prestigious motorcycle racing event, MotoGP. It will take place at Mandalika Special Economic Zone, West Nusa Tenggara in 2021. This will be the first time for Indonesia to hold such event, and the plan has been followed up through the signing of a cooperation agreement between Dorna Sport SL and Indonesian Tourism Development Corporation ITDC SL. Dorna Sport as the official broadcasting media of the Grand Prix and ITDC as the manager of the Mandalika Tourism Zone have officially announced their agreement to hold MotoGP 2021 at Mandalika Special Economic Zone. After the agreement, Dorna Sport SL CEO Carmelo Espelata and General Director of ITDC Abdulbar M. Mansourer on Monday, March 11th were received by President Joko Widodo to discuss the plan. On the occasion, the President ensured Indonesia's readiness to host the event, both in the management and the propriety of infrastructures to support it. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia has been ready to host MotoGP 2021, considering Indonesia's success in holding the Asian Games 2018. Regarding the development of supporting infrastructures, President Joko Widodo delegated the task to ITDC. He said that Ministry of Youth and Sports has the responsibility of establishing street circuit at Mandalika Special Economic Zone. If the development of the infrastructure runs well, Lombok, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara province, will have a street circuit like in Monaco. The circuit will surely offer fantastic scenery as it is going to be situated close to the beach in Mandalika, Lombok. President Joko Widodo added that by being the host of MotoGP, Indonesia will get double benefits, namely being able to host the international racing events and developing the country's tourism. Walazra, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta kepada
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will invite you to travel to Padalarang, West Bandung Regency, West Jawa Province for a tour to Guha Pawon. Guha Pawon is an ancient cave located in the village of Gunung Masigit Sipatat, Padalarang, West Bandung District. Guha or cave is a very important place for the people of West Java, especially the Sundanese. According to the story, this place is the place of origin of Sundanese ancestor. The truth of this story is reinforced by the discovery of bones and rock fragments by researchers. It is estimated that these ancient relics are 10,000 years old. The results of the study prove that bones belong to humans who used to live in caves, while stone fragments were tools used at that time. One of the reasons for this cave to be called Guha Pawon or Kitchen Cave is because there are many ancient household tools found here. To get to this tourist spot is not too difficult because it is not far from the main road, so you can use public transportation. If you depart from Bandung, you can use a bus from Bandung Sukabumi or Cianjur by paying 15,000 rupiahs or $1. Then you go down to Cipatat, Padalarang. After seeing the gate that reads "Welcome to Guha Pawon," the distance from the gate to Guha Pawon tourism object is around 2 kilometers. You can use a rented motorbike or walk through the village. For entrance ticket to Guha Pawon, visitors only pay 5,000 rupiah per person. The price is quite affordable for a tourist attraction, thick with educational value. When you enter the mouth of the cave, which is only about 50 meters from the parking lot, you will be greeted by a herd of wild monkeys. But there is no need to worry because the monkeys at Guha Pawon won't hurt you. They just live freely around the cave. Able to enter into Guha Pawon, which has a length of 38 meters and a width of 16 meters, you have to climb the rocks because the mouth of the cave is located a few meters above the ground. Therefore, it is recommended to wear appropriate footwear. After arriving at the cave mouth, you have to go through a small wooden staircase to get into the cave hole. While in the cave ceiling, flocks of bats fly around and round. The cave itself is not too big. In the cave, you can see the arrangement of artistic rocks, replicas of ancient human fossils in the corner of the cave room, protected by a safety fence. So if you are on vacation in Bandung, take time to visit this Guha Pawon. You can be sure that your vacation will be more memorable. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow, of course, with more interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Temani temani aku, temani, temani aku. Bila nanti kau milikku, bila nanti aku milikmu.
Mencintaimu ku rasakan begitu indah, kasih sayangmu ku rasakan sempurna. Ku bahagia bila ragamu di sampingku. Ku merasa tenang bila tanganmu memelukku.
Temani, temani aku, temani, temani.
Tenang, ku bahagia bila ragamu di sampingku. Ku merasa tenang bila tanganmu memelukku. Bila nanti kau milikku, temani aku bila ragamu di sampingku. Ku merasa tenang bila tanganmu memelukku. Bila nanti kau milikku, temani aku saat aku menangis. Bila nanti oh, aku milikmu, temani aku hingga tutup usiaku. Bila
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to miscellany. Sail Indonesia is being held again. This time, the Nias Islands, North Sumatra, will host the event. The Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, said the waves in Nias are of the world quality. That is one reason why Nias was chosen as the host of the SAIL Indonesia 2019. The Nias Islands consist of 5 administrative regions, namely Gunung Sitolisiti, Main Nias Regency, North Nias, West Nias, and South Nias. All 5 have the same tourism potential, especially the coastal and underwater scenery. A maritime tourism paradise in the Nias Islands is located in Hinako Islands, West Nias. Various marine tourism ranging from surfing, snorkeling, diving, fishing to sunbathing on the beach can be enjoyed here. South Nias has a unique cultural event like the Ya'ahowu Nias Festival, which will be the main attraction for the 2019 SAIL Nias. Besides that, Nias also has Nias Pro, which is the World Surfing Championship. Nias Pro 2018 was held at Sorako Beach in August and was attended by international surfers. SAIL Indonesia 2019 or SAIL Nias will be held for 3 months in the Nias Islands from July to September 2019 in the 5 districts in Nias Island and present 18 series of events. SAIL 2019 was launched at the Sultan Hotel Jakarta on March 14, 2019. Deputy Governor of North Sumatra, Musa Rajeksyah, said that the provincial government has been trying its best to succeed in SAIL Nias 2019 so that Nias will be known to the world. Musa Rajeksyah hopes to hold more national and international events in North Sumatra to improve local economy with the presence of local and foreign tourists. SAIL Indonesia has become an annual agenda since 2009. In 2018, it was held in Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara called SAIL Moyo 2018, which was also attended by yachters from Australia. That was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safriadala. See you on the next Miscellany with another interesting topic.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau menyiksa aku, kau buat akal sehatku berhenti. Hanya ada satu ya, cuma kamu.
Oh, mengganggu. Lama-lama aku lelah menanti. Tak ada kejelasanmu yang pasti. Waktuku sudah habis tuh berharap.
Karena kau tak bisa hidup sendiri.
sana. Pasti menyesali. Suatu hari nanti kau akan sadari dan berbalik. Kau mencariku sudah cukup sabar. Kau gantungkanku.
Lihat saja, kau pasti menyesali.
Lihat saja.
Of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Motirhe in Luxembourg. In his email, Mr. Motirhe asked there is any way to listen to our broadcast by a mobile application because he could not find it. Hello Mr. Motirhe, thank you for your email on our broadcast. As information, you can listen to our broadcast through our website voinews.id, voinews.id, or through Android or smartphone. You just download application of RRI Play. You just download application of RRI Play. So you can enjoy your broadcast anywhere and anytime as you like. We hope our information can be useful. Thank you. Special for you, Mr. Motirhe, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Mungkinkah adanya api cinta antara kita? Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama? Mungkinkah
listener, now we will reply an email from a letter from the United States of America. The letter was sent by Louis Camarillo. He is one of our regular listeners who regularly sends letter every month. This time, he asked to send him our scheduled program of VOI. Hello, Mr. Louis Camarillo. Thank you for sending your letter on our broadcast. to answer your request, we suggest you to visit our website www.voinews.id. So, Mr. Louis Camarillo, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email sent by Anderson Aquino in Brazil. In his email, Mr. Anderson Aquino said that he asked to send him additional materials from Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Anderson Aquino. Thank you for your email. But we are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request at the moment. We hope you will not be disappointed. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Special for you, Mr. Anderson Aquino, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRNet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safit Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Aku pergi bukan berarti tak setia.
Aku banyak berkorban buat kamu dan teman-teman kamu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.